First, I'd like to thank the organizer for allowing me to present this work. Nothing to disclose. So there's quite a bit of evidence that suggests that cholesterol, blood pressure, and body mass index that measured in middle age confer later lifetime cardiovascular disease risk. So it's interesting to ask what the impact of early nutrition or breastfeeding has on long-term health and CVD risk in later life. And there have been a number of studies looking at the impact of breastfeeding on blood pressure in childhood and few in adulthood. So there are two meta-analyses that were done by Owen et al. And Martin et al., and another meta-analysis that combined both looked at the difference in systolic blood pressure among breastfed individuals compared to bottle-fed. And this study found a significant difference in systolic blood pressure, which was lower among breastfed individuals. One study, which looked at children at age 7, had the ability to adjust for a broad range of confounders, and doing so did reduce the effect a bit, but it was still significant. Another study looked at children from age 8 to 18 years of age, and this study found a significant effect of breastfeeding on diastolic blood pressure, but not systolic blood pressure. Other studies have looked at cholesterol and the impact of breastfeeding on cholesterol levels in adulthood. In a meta-analysis by Owen et al. In 2002, adults, some of them were fairly young, 17 plus years of age, but these adults who were breastfed had lower total cholesterol. However, in a similarly sized cohort, looking at people in middle age, they showed no significant difference in cholesterol levels. A third study was done by Framingham Heart Study, where they looked at third-generation participants with mean age of 41. And here they had the advantage of having maternal recall. So this study found that breastfed participants had lower BMI and higher HDL cholesterol, but they didn't find any significant difference in blood pressure or in fasting blood glucose levels. Another way of looking at this was done by Rich Edwards et al. Using the Nurses' Health Study. In this report, they look at cardiovascular disease endpoints. So here they've done a survival analysis to work out the risks associated with coronary heart disease, the risks of coronary heart disease and stroke. The way that they did it allowed for adjustment for age, birth weight, and smoking. And so they're comparing the risks for those that were breastfed versus those that were not. And the data was suggestive of a small reduction in risk of CVD for those that were breastfed, but it wasn't conclusive. Well, there's a lot that would give us impetus to look at breastfeeding and its association with health in later life. It's known that breastfeeding enhances immune system development. It promotes anti-inflammatory processes. And it's known that the lipid composition is important. For instance, long-chain polyunsaturated fatty acids that contribute to cognitive function. And Martin et al. In 2005 showed that serum insulin-like growth factor 1 has a dose response with length of breastfeeding, suggesting that IGF axis is programmed during infancy, and this has implications for chronic disease later in life. So the data I'm going to present to you today is from the Jackson Heart Study, where I work. This study is comprised of 5,301 self-identified African-American participants from the Jackson, Mississippi area. And it's a longitudinal study. It's been going on for 11 years now, and we're currently in exam 3. 63% of the participants are women, and mean age of all the participants is 55. We have a couple variables that give us breastfeeding history in the Jackson Heart study. Both of these are self-report. One is a dichotomous breastfeeding variable. Here, 62.5% of the participants provided a yes or no response to the question, were you breastfed? We also have an ordinal variable. 42.5% reported a duration in response to how long were you breastfed. So this variable was stratified by either no breastfeeding, less than 3 months, 3 to 6 months, and greater than 6 months. As you can see, there is a clear association of age with length of breastfeeding in this cohort. So those that were breastfed for 6 months or more had an average age of a little over 60, whereas those that did not were not breastfed had an average age of 47. So I thought it would be important to look at childhood socioeconomic status, and we have variables that pertain to this, looking at the participants' life and environment up to age 10. So I did a factor analysis to find the variables that were most heavily loaded among these set of variables. And these five were whether the family owned their own home, if they had electricity, if they had indoor plumbing, if they had air conditioning, and the education level of the parents. So here I'm looking at the number of years of education. And what's interesting about this is that the breastfeeding prevalence was lower among those whose childhood environment reflected a higher SES. And this is just the opposite of what's been described in the literature, especially, like for instance, in the Framingham Heart Study, they think that maybe one of the things that could be confounding their results is that people who breastfed longer had higher socioeconomic status. But in fact, here it's just the opposite. So this just shows the panel of variables that I looked at that represent childhood SES. So just for example, those that were not breastfed had 92% had electricity, and those who were breastfed, 66% had electricity. Again, I think this is a reflection of the differences in the ages. So looking at some of the clinical characteristics at the first exam, the average age, again, of those who were not breastfed was about 47, and the average age of those who were breastfed was about 59. There's a difference in the percentage of men that responded the percentage of men who were not breastfed was 28%, but the percentage of men who were breastfed was that responded that they were breastfed was 35%. So I think it indicates some recall bias there. Looking across, these are all age unadjusted. Those that were breastfed have lower BMI. There's not any difference between those the waist circumference in the two groups. A measure that looks at kidney function, EGFR, was a little bit better in the group that was not breastfed versus breastfed. And the same is true for CIMT, which is a measure of atherosclerosis. But I think what's driving that is the age difference. And for systolic blood pressure, it's a little bit better for those who were not breastfed. And then for diastolic blood pressure, a little bit better for those who were breastfed. Not sure that you can say all that much about this because of this issue with the age. I also looked at the ordinal breastfeeding variable. This shows you in women, there was a dose-dependent trend looking at the ratio of triglycerides to HDL and also of a measure of insulin resistance, where the health looked better for those that were breastfed for longer. But because there is such a confounding of age with breastfeeding and breastfeeding duration, we decided to look at the age of onset of two cardiovascular disease risk factors. And so we did a survival analysis looking at participants with diabetes and participants with hypertension. And we found that the age of onset of the disease is significantly greater among participants who were breastfed, with greatest significance between the ages of 35 to 55. So for example, here we're looking at the age of onset of diabetes. The group in red is the group that was breastfed, and the group in blue is the group that was not. And there's this highly significant difference in the age of onset. In fact, the region where there's no crossover of the confidence intervals is from age about 40 to 58. We don't have that much data among people less than 35 years old, and similarly here, so the confidence intervals are wider in this region. We have a lot more people who have hypertension, and so you can see that the confidence bands are tighter. And again, you see the same effect that those who were breastfed in red had a significantly higher age of onset than those who were not breastfed. But that doesn't account for childhood socioeconomic status. So we further did a proportional hazards analysis for both hypertension and diabetes, age of onset. And here the survival curves remain significantly different after adjustment for these three factors. Well, I used the factors for childhood SES from my factor analysis that I described previously, and then also added current smoking status and body mass index. So to conclude, the later ages of onset of diabetes and hypertension among breastfed participants suggest that early nutrition, such as breastfeeding, may confer long-term health benefits. In light of these observational studies' limitations, for instance, the recall bias and cohort effect, probably due to correlation of age with breastfeeding and breastfeeding duration, it's clear that conclusions should be drawn a bit cautiously. But these findings, however, clearly speak to the usefulness of further studies that investigate how early childhood nutrition, such as breastfeeding, might confer long-term benefits to the offspring. In addition, there's evidence in the literature that breastfeeding improves the health of the mother, and this will also be investigated in the Jackson Heart study. I'd like to thank my colleagues, some of whom are here today, and our funders. Thanks.